Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. The podcast version is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. How the heck are you today? Monday, the day after, or as I always say, in the shadows of the big giant monster cast. Wow, it's been, the show was awesome last night. If you missed it, please make sure to go listen to it. Alan Gottlieb, as always, gave us incredible information about ongoing lawsuits, what's pending, what we can expect as we continue through this very bizarre period in American history, particularly just the fact that it hit all of a sudden, it seems to come out of nowhere. And Mr. Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation are busier than they've ever been, ever. It is really remarkable when you sit back and think about what's happening. But Alan is right there on the front lines. We got a huge update from Mr. Gottlieb in hour one of the program. That was followed by a segment with Justin Moon, quickly becoming a fan favorite. I love Justin. Of course, Justin is the CEO of Car Arms, our great partner, based out of Greeley, Pennsylvania. And I'll tell you, he's a realist, man. He gets it. As a capitalist, he understands the way this republic was founded, the way it was meant to be run, and he understands the fact that this country has got to get back to work, absolutely must get back to work, and he understands that. And you'll hear Justin's perspective on how to balance the needs of certain areas of the country right now, because it's not the whole country. There are certain pockets that can, there are large swaths of the country that can and should go back to work, and you'll hear Justin talk about that. In yesterday's hour one, the podcast is up, by the way. It went up early this morning for you. Hour two, awful lot of fun. AWR Hawkins jumped in. We spoke with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com, covered a number of really cool shotguns, new and used, top sellers for March from GunBroker.com. Had a blast with Patricia, as we always do. Then we wound up with Sean Carana at FloridaCarry.org in the fourth segment of the second hour. You know, Florida pains me for a number of different reasons. Not the least of which is I consider Florida to be my home. My wife and I got married in Florida, bought my first house down there. Both my kids were born there. You know, I was a little bit older when I moved down to Florida. I was in my 30s. Nonetheless, I still consider it to be my adopted home. I lived there longer than anywhere else, save for now. But as I said, with all of those things going on in my life, I consider Florida to be my home. And I am so disappointed in the direction that Florida has not gone. Let me repeat that. The direction that Florida has not gone when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms. By that, I mean the things they haven't been able to accomplish, the things they aren't doing in the Gunshine State, formerly known as the Gunshine State. It's hard to refer to it as that now when so many other states, including the one I am in now, which was far behind Florida when I moved here in 05, are so many light years ahead now, so many incredible missed opportunities, the vast majority of which, now pay attention here, were held up by rhinos down in southeast Florida. De La Puerta is one of them that comes to mind. We spoke about that in great detail on the program when it was happening over the years. But the failure in Florida, held up by Republicans who failed to bring bills to the floor, that could have changed the landscape in the state. Now we find Florida with the only elected Democrat in office in state government, Nikki Freed, running the agriculture department. What does that have to do with guns? It's the agriculture department that controls the Division of Licensing, which is what controls the CCWs in the state of Florida. Nikki Freed has shut them down under the guise of coronavirus. Here's the deal. When we're talking about a constitutional right and we're talking about a Democrat in charge, this was the big concern we had with Nikki Freed when she was elected. And she promised, I'm a gun owner, too. You don't have anything to worry about until, of course, I find whatever opportunity I can to shut it all down. Is that a coincidence? Doubtful. Why? because the other departments aren't shut down. And the Department of Agriculture, by the way, is still running. So, yeah, there you have it. That was hour two. Hour three, a classic roundtable. And I'm not going to play it. I thought about this today, but Neil McCabe, Brad Primo, and David Kodria were exceptional in a classic Armed American roundtable yesterday. But I got to give street cred where it's due. Neil McCabe was brilliant last night on Armed American Radio. His analysis is exactly why, when he was finished with the I'm not going to play the clip today. I thought about it, but I've got too much other stuff to cover, because his clip took the better part of a full segment. But it was absolutely brilliant. And when it was done, when he was done, David Kodria said, I don't even know what to say about that. However, I am going to go back. I'm going to grab this clip. And David said he's going to use it and he's going to write about it. I mean, what Neil's analysis last night on what is happening was 100,000% spot on, just brilliant. Go back and listen to yesterday's roundtable. Just really good stuff. Nobody does a roundtable like Armed American Radio. Nobody can do it the way we do it. We've been doing them for over a decade. We own it, lock, stock, and barrel when it comes to radio. Oh, PJ Media today, it went up a couple days ago. I wanted to get to this. This sat on the triage list, but I didn't have time last night. Could have probably gotten into it in the third hour, but didn't. Rebellion, Maine Sheriff. Have you heard about Franklin County Sheriff in Maine, Scott Nichols? This guy is why we love constitutional peace officers. This man is why we love the sheriffs, for the most part, across the country. Difference between a sheriff and a police chief: sheriff is elected by his constituents. A police chief is appointed. Hence why we have so many liberal, I won't get in trouble here. Hence why we have so many liberal police chiefs in America. Why? Because they're doing the bidding of the liberal that did what? Appointed them to the position. So having said that, that's the difference between the sheriff and the police chief. We love our sheriffs across the country. 9 out of 10 of them support your right to keep and bear arms and will go to great lengths to defend it. Why? Because the sheriff is the oldest, provided by the Constitution, elected office in the country, is the sheriff. And most people forget that. We don't hear. And the sheriff, as we saw in the state of Virginia over the recent battle for rights, and eventually we're going to get back to Virginia when things go back to normal, but it's the sheriff that stepped up in the state that said, no, we're not going to, don't look to me to enforce your unconstitutional gun grabs here in my county. Not up in here. Not today. Well, Franklin County in Maine, Sheriff Scott Nichols has a really powerful message, a very powerful message for the governor, Janet Mills. Janet Mills, like many other governors around the country, including my own governor here in the state of Georgia and, of course, down in Florida and others across the country, have issued stay-at-home orders. But they go a little farther. They threaten police punishment. And, you know, let me say that. Brian Kemp did the same thing. Make no mistake, it's a misdemeanor. He said, you will be charged with a crime for putting people at risk. I'm going to go back to that briefly in just a minute when I talk about Cuomo's remarks today. You know, the governor of the whole country, Andrew Cuomo, is what he thinks he is now. But forget that for just a second. She's threatened, as other governors have, including my own governor, the threat of arrest or punishment by the threat of arrest if not followed. If you don't follow my stay-at-home shelter-in-place order, you can be arrested, charged with a misdemeanor, and fined thousands of dollars. Yeah, Sheriff Nichols wasn't having any of that. Sheriff Nichols made the following comment. Oh, this, I love this guy. Yes, and I will go to Cuomo. I want to talk with you a little bit about what he said. I want to discuss that with you. He said, Sheriff Nichols said, we will not be setting up a police state, period. In capital letters, period, he wrote. The sheriff's office will not purposefully go out and stop vehicles because they are on the road or stop and ask why people are out and about. To do so puts our officers at risk. This is not Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia where you are asked for your papers. Let's compare that to statements made by Cuomo today, who, and I'm paraphrasing now, during his press, his daily "I'm your governor, no matter where you live" press conference, when he said, and he was asked about, let me just do this with the time that I have for the, I'm going to set it up. When we come back, we'll talk about it. And I'll ask you some questions. I want you to think about these things. The governor said, when he was asked a question about churches, weddings, funerals, Orthodox, that were not following his orders, and the fact that he had doubled the fine, the governor made comments about that, that those people do not have the right, do not have the right. I'm going to run out of time. I hate when that happens, so I'll get through it as quick as possible. That they do not have the right to act irresponsibly is basically what he said. And I was taken aback by that. He says, you do not have the right to act irresponsible and disobey these orders. He said, you do not have the right to act irresponsible. I took issue with that. I could argue that. I'm going to argue that when we come back from this break. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio is Daily Defense, back in the GunBroker.com studios with you here on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, talking about that wonderful sheriff up in Maine. Wow, wow, wow. Just incredible stuff. When you talk about Sheriff Nichols, making it very, very, very clear that I'm not going to... let's just say enforce, I guess, would be. He said, this is not a Nazi state. This is not a police state. This is America. And I quote him again. This is not Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia where you are asked for your papers. And I love that. We will not be setting up a police state, period. The sheriff's office will not purposefully go out and stop vehicles because they are on the road or stop and ask people why they are out and about. To do so puts our officers at risk. This is not Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia where you are asked for your papers. That was, according to, and I'm going to quote from PJ Media now, the sheriff's announcement comes as a welcome sign to Americans who have been arrested for inane things like praying outside, surfing, or trying to drive to work. Someone has to stand up to the unconstitutional directives that are being handed down daily by government officials, and it will fall on the sheriffs to uphold what they know to be their legal and lawful duties, none of which involve trampling the rights of citizens. Please use common sense during this executive order. We are more interested in the safety and well-being of the public as well as our officers at this time. With that being said, we are sworn to uphold the Constitution and laws of the state. For any unlawful act situation, arrestees will be taken into custody and transported for fingerprinting and bail. But what he's doing is he's only going to arrest lawbreakers and nothing else. Executive orders are not laws. And that's coming from the sheriff, or from PJ Media, I should say, regarding the sheriff's comments. Here's the deal. Cuomo today at his apparently I'm the governor of the whole country press conference made the comment when asked a question about, I believe it was Orthodox Catholics weddings, Orthodox Jew weddings, Catholic weddings, etc., where people are gathering and defying his orders across the state, which apparently he has doubled the penalties for because he can. Why not? Insist how far people stand apart from each other and make it executive law that they do it or face punishment. Imagine this. Yeah, there's method to my madness. We're going here afterwards. But that comment from the sheriff it just seems to fit with what I heard Cuomo say today. He said, where do you get off believing you can act irresponsibly and put others at risk by defying my orders? And if you do so, he said, it's up to local officials to police that, but they need to start policing it. However, the governor believes that you don't have a right to act irresponsibly in this day and age. Now, this is where the danger lies. He's talking specifically about, in his eyes, 10 people, no more. Now the governor can tell you how many people you can have at your wedding. When is this going to stop? How far is this going to go? What is the lasting, lingering effect? And I would submit to the governor and to you that people in America do have a right to act irresponsibly. That's called freedom. But we have a right, we have a responsibility to be responsible. But we have a right to do irresponsible things. We have a right to smoke if we want to. I don't need Cuomo to tell me we can't, but we get that all over the place. Because you don't have a right to put someone else at risk. Who gets to decide what puts someone else at risk when all of this is over? What's happening to our liberties? You have a right to drink too much if you want to. You have a responsibility not to get in a car and drive it. Your responsibility is either stay where the hell you're at or have something or someone else take you home. But you do have a right to drink irresponsibly if you want to. You also have a right to have a wedding that was planned and paid for But when is this nonsense going to stop? And it is nonsense. Oh, it's not nonsense when you're talking about putting people's lives at risk and you're talking about a coronavirus and you're talking about, I'm not talking about the actual today right here, right now. I'm talking about when's the governor going to lift his order that you can have a wedding again? And is he creating a new normal for your life going forward? What's the aftermath of this? With freedom comes great responsibility. And as we heard Justin Moon say last night, I don't need the government to tell me to be responsible. This is the most dangerous place we've been in America for years. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I don't know that we ever will. To this extent. New York has a problem with the coronavirus that other states don't have. No question about it. Should New Yorkers be acting responsibly? Yeah, they should. Do they need Governor Cuomo to hold their hand? Apparently they do. Because this man is the epitome of the nanny state. And when somebody that's running a nanny state gets too much power, we have to question when and where are they, when, if they are ever going to give it up. Is Cuomo ever going to give up the power that he has amassed? And the executive orders, which we are reminded here, are not laws. This is a very scary place to be. I've asked the question before because we're now infringing on all of our constitutional rights. First Amendment rights. Second Amendment rights. We haven't gotten to the third yet for the most part, but who knows? We might. Fourth Amendment. Fifth Amendment. 10th Amendment rights. Our right to due process. 14th Amendment rights. Under tremendous, tremendous pressure right now. And if the governor can take one, apparently he can take others. And I asked this question before. At what point in time does this stop? Justin Moon, go listen to Justin's commentary on this very subject last night on the Monster Cast. We are giving up. This is not the way our republic was meant to be run. And I'm sorry, a virus in a state is not meant to give a governor tremendous power over your lives, which, as we've seen from these usual suspects before in the past, is unlikely to stop after this is over. Why? Because he's going to make the determination when it's over. He will be the one to do so. Very, very frightening place to be in America today. So we applaud Sheriff Nichols. I'm going to read that one more time. This is not Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia, where you are asked for your papers. In Maine, direct challenge. We will not be setting up a police state, period. That was in response to Governor Janet Mills' stay-at-home executive order. Does a government have the right to order you to stay at home? And who gets to decide under what circumstances? Apparently, the media gets to make that decision. We discussed that last night, particularly in the third hour, the power of the media in situations like this to drive home a narrative that things might be worse than they are. Are we seeing a terrible pandemic? Yes, we are. But again, I want to keep this in perspective. We are a nation of 320 million people. 320 million people. If a million people were to die in America today, it would be a nation of 319 million people. And it's ludicrous. It's crazy to even think that. We don't want anybody to die, but we cannot give up the republic in the process. We cannot and must not give up our way of life. Each day that goes forward from this point on, we are giving something up that we may never get back, particularly some of you who live in areas of the country that are not really free states. We'll be back after this. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. I saw something today, moving on to a different topic. Strong hurricane season could hit Georgia after coronavirus peak. You know, we can't do, say, read anything anymore without injecting the word coronavirus peak. How about strong hurricane season could hit Georgia? Now, obviously, these people don't have a clue what's going to happen. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Let me give you my prediction. There will be 15 hurricanes this season. Four of them will be Category 3, major storm, Category 3 or above. And the rest that may pose a threat to the United States, the other nine are going to go out to sea. There's my prediction. And guess what I'm going to do, just like the Colorado researchers do. In the middle of the season, if my original prediction was wrong, I'm going to guess again. And I don't need their models to tell me that I'm going to be right smack on the money. Why? Because if my second guess is wrong, I'm going to give you another estimate before the end of the season, which is what they do, which means they don't know crap. Okay? They don't. I'm sorry. They don't. They just don't. They can't predict the weather in the Atlanta metro area from any given day to given day. It's a joke. You watch it. Look at the 7-day forecast. You're better off looking out your window. Honest to goodness. Strong hurricane season could hit Georgia after coronavirus peak. Why did we have to put coronavirus in there? And for that matter, how do they know when coronavirus is going to peak? The point that I'm trying to make is the point that I've made on this program for years and years and years, that you have got to take media. It's why you cannot be just a headline surfer. That's why we like to have fun with headlines on the show. You cannot be just a headline surfer. You have to dig into these stories. The one that I spoke about last week got me, I think, more than any. Let me see if I can find this real quick. It was a Fox News piece of all. It was a joke. I mean, it was an absolute joke. And it was about the California. I don't remember his name. It was about the California representative who had fallen. I read the paragraph. Here's the gist of it. California DeSaulnier was his name. California Democrat representative. DeSaulnier, I think is what his name was pronounced. Forgive me if I'm wrong. I don't mean to butcher his name. The story is what's important. Representative DeSaulnier, Democrat, injured, fell and broke his rib and was in critical condition. That's what it was, with symptoms of pneumonia. That was the first line of the story. That's the gist of what happened. So apparently he was running, fell, cracked a rib. Maybe he didn't fall. It didn't say he fall. Maybe he ran into a mirror on somebody's side of a car. Who knows? But he cracked a rib somehow, and he wound up in critical condition with pneumonia. That was the story. End of discussion. Not the headline. Representative DeSaulnier in critical condition after breaking rib with signs of symptoms of pneumonia after negative coronavirus test. We've got to throw in coronavirus tests now. This type of reporting is incredibly irresponsible and incredibly dangerous. Because it doesn't need to be there. And anytime we don't have to insert that word that is frightening hundreds of millions of Americans into literal mental health issues, we don't need to put the word in there. Leave it to the mainstream media to put the word anywhere now that they can inject it. And apparently they can inject it now in hurricane season as well. Good heavens. At what point does this stop? At what point does this stop? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I can only tell you that it has to stop. It absolutely has to stop. Something interesting happening in Massachusetts. The Massachusetts governor, GOP governor, by the way. Is there really a GOP governor in Massachusetts? Is he really? Is Massachusetts governor, what's his name, Charlie Baker, really a Republican? This Republican in Massachusetts is counting gun stores up there non-essential. Well, because, you know, here, coronavirus, right? You can only do essential, non-essential. Non-essential. He says supposedly he was a Republican. He's not. Was Mitt Romney a Republican running Massachusetts? Is Mitt Romney a Republican today? No, he's not. Just leave Mitt. It's okay. Massachusetts governor keeps gun stores closed despite Trump DHS guidelines. Is he a Republican? Nah, I would submit not. Would a Democrat defy the Democrat establishment or a Democrat administration? Never. That's why the Democrats are so effective in getting away with what they get away with, because they never deviate, ever. Lock, stock, and barrel. We saw it just for the last 6 months. Hell, we've seen it for the last 3 years. Lock, stock, and barrel. Even the ones you thought were, you know, kind of moderate, maybe like a Manchin? No, not the case. Why is it important about Massachusetts and this GOP governor? Well, let's go to what we talked about in Washington State. Inslee, same thing. However, Gottlieb reminded us yesterday that there's a lawsuit ready to go in the state of Washington, but they can't file it because gun shop owners are defying Inslee's orders to remain closed. New Mexico, same thing. Lawsuit getting ready to be filed in New Mexico. New Mexico governor, Democrat, threatening state police action to close the gun shops that defy her order. Does the governor of a state have the authority to order a private business to be closed? These are the questions that we're going to have to answer as this drags out, as the media continues to drag this out. And I'm not downplaying anybody getting sick, believe me. I had a knockdown, drag-out conversation with my parents today for allowing someone in their house they shouldn't have. But that's besides the point. This impacts everybody. What I'm talking about is our liberties here, and I'm talking about the media, who are going to drag this out as long as possible because that's what the media does. And the conversations that we have to have about our liberties going forward and just who can do what in this country is going to be a whole new political battlefield that's been opened up. Brand new. Whole new battlefield. This is going to go on for decades. Governor so-and-so did this. Governor so-and-so did that. These owners said, Fangool, these owners said, okay, we'll do whatever you say because we're a bunch of lackeys. You know, the nanny staters who have to have everybody, who have to have Cuomo tell them how to wash their hands. Teach them. Who have to have a newspaper article tell them how, what to do with the toilet lid when they flush it, for God's sakes. That's where we're at today. They've got people so scared they won't walk near other people. I had a woman look at me today coming out of the post office, believe it or not, again today. She was walking by as fast as possible as I was walking in from my car to my P.O. box. This woman was walking past me as she was getting close to me and I was getting close to her. She stopped and put her arms up like, don't get near me. I said, go ahead. And I stopped. This is where we're at in America today? You think this is going to end? No, it's going to end when Cuomo says it ends in New York. New Yorkers, that's a sad fact. Hey, Jersey, it's going to end when Murphy says it's going to end. Hey, Massachusetts gun shop owners, how many of you are defying the order in Massachusetts? I don't have the answer to that question. I hope a lot of you. But the fact of the matter is these questions are going to be asked and they're going to have to be answered. I would love to see legislation step in, and I would love to see the Supreme Court step in. The Supreme Court must weigh in on these issues. They must. We've got to get cases in front of the Supreme Court. This can never happen again. Never again in America. Never again. What do you know about a pandemic? I'm not talking about what. I'm talking about the response to it. This country should never, ever, ever be brought to its knees. And in large measures, we were watching the media build this up and build this up and build this up and build this up. We saw what happened. The coverage got to the saturation point. That's all you heard. Now the media can discuss nothing else. Nothing else. Unless they attach coronavirus to it. Oh, really, dude? Oh, come on, man. You're being a little paranoid. That's not really true. Oh, yeah? Strong hurricane season could hit Georgia after coronavirus peak. How about just strong hurricane season could hit Georgia? Nope. We've got to throw coronavirus in it. We're going to be dealing with this for years and years and years to come. And you know what? It's going to suck. It really truly is. Because there is now a new battlefield opened up politically, and it is going to get nasty and nasty and nasty. I'll be back.
Car, the the 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. Segment four already, fastest hour in radio. This is when I ask you to please, please, please support our sponsors. You heard Brad Primo on the program last night, regular contributor to the Roundtable. Justin Moon. His insight is just phenomenal. He was on segment four of the first hour of the program last night, of course, from Carr Arms, our great sponsors. This is the Carr Arms microphone. Second Amendment Foundation, literally doing God's work. Literally doing God's work. If it wasn't for Alan Gottlieb out there right now, I'm not sure where we would be. The NRA can never do this. Alan Gottlieb and the SAF is the only organization that can do the things that they're doing right now across this country in defense of our right, fighting for those liberties that I'm telling you right now are being stripped away. This is going to be ongoing for many years to come. Crossbreed holsters, do I need to tell you about them? The best holster in the country, MyPillow. My pillows are the best, and I've got a new ad. I've got to get that ad gut for you. I think I'm going to have to cut that for you today, but I got to get that up and running, so you'll be hearing the new one from MyPillow here shortly. And I don't have to tell you, Mike Lindell, doing incredible work right now. How do I know that? Because the media can't stand him. That's all you need to know. If the media hates you because you're a Christian and your company's based in America, you're doing something right. Mike Lindell, you're doing God's work. Keep it up. Keep pissing off the media and keep upsetting those who would rather see your jobs overseas. Oh, God, so aggravating. So aggravating. Gunbroker.com. This is the Gunbroker.com studios. I got to calm down for just a little bit. I tell you, man, it elevates your blood pressure when you see that stuff. Guy stands up and quotes a Bible verse and says a prayer for Donald Trump at a Rose Garden press conference, and the media just shredded him, ripped him apart. They're despicable. And in a large part, a part of the problem as to where we are here today with this over-the-top insidious coverage. North American Arms and Defender Coffee, and let's not forget Emerson Knives. Just amazing people doing amazing things. Bursa, the Bursa Thunder, I wanted it so bad. Bursa supports this program. The Bursa Thunder, I wanted it so bad, but I'm just going to have to wait until the coronavirus epidemic is at least past, where our governors decide that we're allowed to go outside and visit certain places and be out at certain times. But I'm able to go to gun shops right now, but I don't want to buy a gun right now when there are so many others that are looking for one that may be first-time gun buyers. That Bursa might save their lives. So we'll get that when we can. But all of these companies are just wonderful. Please support them all. They support us, and that's huge. So I did a couple radio shows this morning. I was on Sam Malone's show, AM 1280, The Answer down in Houston. I love you guys. You're listening to me in the morning, early mornings as you're starting your days. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, such a great city Houston is. And Sam, is what a great show that is. And we had just a really fun conversation today. I've known Sam for a while. He hails up in that, talking about the Philadelphia area. He's got a great memory. He remembered that I lived up there for a couple years, and Sam and I just had a ball on his radio program today. And I'll tell you, his concerns are the same as mine, and they should be yours. When is this going to stop? When are these attacks? How are they going to stop? When are they going to stop? At this stage, who knows? They're going to stop when the people who are taking our liberties at this point feel they can, or until they're sued into oblivion by organizations like the Second Amendment Foundation. But if you get a chance, go over and listen to the Sam Malone show from the archives and the podcast over there. Had a lot of fun with him. I also did, and it was great, the Power Hour. I did the Power Hour today. What a wonderful program. I got a phone call this afternoon from those guys prior to this show going on air. And we spent two segments discussing these very issues. As Armed American Radio listeners, you're not the only ones concerned about these things. There are others out there talking about it on their programs. The fear that I can taste anyway from many hosts that I've talked to. I've got another one at 8 o'clock tomorrow. I think 8:30 tomorrow morning. Yeah, I've got several interviews to do this week. And I'm seeing the same thread run through every single one of them. Every single one of them. I'm worried about my liberties being taken. When is this going to stop? When did the governor get this kind of power? How come my mayor can stop me from doing this? When did this person have the ability to cut my constitutional rights to shreds? Why do I have to listen to that little county commissioner? Who does that person think they are? I'm going to tell you something funny. I'm not going to read you the letter because I'd have to give some things away and I don't want to. But I got a letter from my homeowners association today for some reason, when did I get it? Saturday. I got it Saturday. The homeowners association had to jump in there as the body of wannabe bosses of somebody, the homeowners association, and had to start telling me about coronavirus. I don't need to hear this from my homeowners association. Here's the deal. Cut my grass, take my money, make the neighborhood look good, and get off my lawn. That's pretty much how I feel about that. Take my money, cut the grass around this place, make sure the entrances look good, keep the pool up, and shut up. There's nothing a homeowners association needs to tell me, nor do I need to hear from a homeowners association anything about coronavirus. Yeah, it's crazy. The homeowners association board of directors called each other. I think we should make a statement about the whole coronavirus. Let's let the neighborhood know we're watching. And they did. They said they were watching the events carefully and would get back to us with more information. That's exactly who I need to hear from, is my homeowners association. Yeah, I know. It's such a joke. The homeowners association. I can't wait to talk about that. I'm a guest tomorrow. Oh, I got to see what show that is. I'll worry about that tomorrow. But boy, oh boy, I can't wait to talk about that. Cannot wait to talk about that. Somebody mentioned today, or it was Justin Moon last night, about getting the country back to work. I want to hear from you on that. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Now, let me give you the disclaimer that I put out last night. I'm about 1,650 emails down. I have not yet had a chance to get at them, but I'm going to. I want to hear from you about what you think, because I would like to spend, when this debacle is over, I'm going to dedicate a full three-hour monster broadcast to you. Phone calls, emails, and I want to talk directly to you from across the country, individually, Armed American Radio fans and listeners. You premium subscribers are going to get first dibs. If you want to jump on, become a premium subscriber, armedamericanradio.org. Real simple. Join now. It's only $7.95 a month, and you get some really cool behind-the-scenes stuff, and it's only going to be getting better and better and better. And you're going to get, you premium subscribers are going to get first dibs. But we're going to bring listeners to the program. I'm going to spend full three solid hours talking with you about your experiences through this as gun owners. I want to hear from people in California. I want to hear from people in New Jersey. I want to hear from people in Massachusetts, New York, Washington, Florida, Missouri. Your governor is one that's been holding out and saying, I don't need, and I love that, I don't need to lock down my state because New York is having a hell of a difficult time, or because Southern California is having a difficult time, or because New Orleans is having a difficult time. We're not having a difficult time. Our businesses will remain open. I want to hear from you across the country. So, and that's going to be, when is that going to occur? I don't know. That will be dependent on really the news media backing off of this and the company, the country reopening as a gigantic economic engine once again. Oh, I know it's frustrating. It's very frustrating. But I wanted to mention this. Justin Moon last night was talking about this too. The death toll in America right now has topped 10,000. And that's really since January. It's terrible. But I'm going to remind you again, we are a country of 320 million people. And it's, when you look at these numbers all day long, if that's what you're doing, stop. 61,000 Americans died from the flu last year. There's indications from some of the best doctors in the country that this can wind up being a seasonal deal, just like the flu. America will do what America always does, step up and save the world. Have no fear. I can promise you that it will happen. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.